Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and I invite you to join me for the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, this week focusing on the just-released double CD of the 2014 convention of the American Theatre Organ Society held in Indianapolis. These convention CDs are normally issued the same year as the event, but sadly the recording engineer died suddenly during the editing process and the recordings were tied up in probate. The first of today's seven tracks comes from Wisconsin resident Dave Wickerham, who played a concert on the original installation page organ in the Embassy Theatre, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Here's Henry Lodge's 1909 delight, Temptation Rag. Thank you. If You Were the Only Girl in the World, a 1916 ballad that has stood the test of time, played by Richard Hills on the newly installed Wurlitzer in the Hilbert Circle Theatre, Indianapolis. The theatre was built in 1916 and was renovated in the early 1980s, becoming the home of the Indianapolis Symphony. Fortunately, there were pipe chambers built on either side of the proscenium, and in 2003, a bequest from the will of a rich benefactor enabled the installation of the Wurlitzer, originally from the Warner Theatre in Youngstown, Ohio. One of the very talented newcomers to the theatre pipe bench in the USA is Justin Lavoie, overall winner of the 2013 ATOS Young Organist Competition. Traditionally, winners are given a full concert at the following year's event, and Justin's concert was played on the Wurlitzer in the Manuel High School, Indianapolis. Of his three tracks featured on this release, I've selected the tango, El Choclo. The 2014 convention saw a first-time innovation in the form of a concert featuring virtual pipes based on Hauptwerk software, and the instrument selected by Pierre Fracalanza was the so-called Philharmonic organ belonging to Don Springer of Chicago. This is a mixture of samples from Paramount, Key Media and Milan Masterworks, and the organ was set up in the Baker Street Station, formerly Penn Station, in Fort Wayne. Because the acoustics were too large, the live recording did not turn out well, so Pierre re-recorded Secret Love on his own Paramount 332 for the CD release. ¶¶ Ken Double took a break from his usual MC duties at conventions to play the Wurlitzer in the Long Center for the Performing Arts in Lafayette, Indiana. Again, there are three tracks from that concert on the 2-CD release, and one that I especially like is this 1948 composition by Herb Murchison and Carl Sigman. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. The Long Center, formerly the Mars Theater, opened in 1921 as a vaudeville house, but was converted to movies just 6 years later and was fully renovated in 2000. The Wurlitzer was assembled by Ken Crome and Carlton Smith and is maintained by the Long Center Theater Organ Society. The Paramount Theater in Anderson, Indiana, was designed in the atmospheric style by famed theater architect John Eberson and opened in 1929. In the late 80s, it too was fully restored, and the result, from personal experience, is quite mind-blowing. The Spanish courtyard design beautifully enhances the strains of the rare Page organ, which Simon Gledhill featured in concert. This track of Goofy Dame sounds like a Reginald Forsyth composition, but I'm unable to verify that from my usual sources.
Thank you.
To close out this week's Hot Pipes, I've chosen a track from Clark Wilson's concert on the two-manual Page Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Headback Community Theatre, Indianapolis. It's one of Jerome Kern's famous songs from the 1935 film Roberta and introduced to the world by Fred Astaire. With apologies for what sounds like a sneeze a few seconds in, I won't dance. Considering that audiences are rarely completely quiet through concert performances, it's a wonder that there aren't more such noises on these 37 tracks from the 2014 American Theatre Organ Society Indianapolis Convention, which in addition to the artists featured today, contain playing by Justin Stahl, Mark Herman, David Gray, Scott Smith and Walt Stroney. While not featured on the ATOS website sales page, the 2013 and 2014 editions are available on the order form, along with all the other years. The website address is www.atos.org and international shipping is available. There's also links from my website, hotpipes.eu, to this and many other organ sites around the world. Until the same time next week, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now.